Let's open 2 Samuel.
第十九章。
Chapter 19.
撒母耳记下第十九章。
2 Samuel chapter 19.
我们先读第十五节。
Verse 15.
撒母耳记下第十九章第十五节。好，我们一起来念。王就回来，到了约旦河，犹大人来到吉甲，要去迎接王，请他过约旦河。
King then returned and came as far as the Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal in order to go to meet the king, to bring the king across the Jordan.
这里讲到当大卫从约旦河以东要回到耶路撒冷那个路上。
And here it tells us what happened on the way David returned to Jerusalem from the east of Jordan.
大卫之所以离开耶路撒冷，是因为他的儿子亚撒龙叛变。
The reason David left Jerusalem because of his son Absalom rebelled against him.
因此他就为了逃保护自己和他的仆人，他就逃离耶路撒冷，到了约旦河东。
For protect his household, so he flee to from Jerusalem to the east of Jordan.
当亚撒龙死了以后呢，那大卫就准备要回到耶路撒冷。
After Absalom died, and then prepare to return to Jerusalem.
那在约旦河的时候呢，他遇见三个人。
The bank of River Jordan, he met three people.
有三个不同的人来到约旦河来迎接大卫。
And three different people come here to welcome David.
那今天我们要一同来看这三个人。
And then today we will look at these three people.
那我们要从这个三个人的身上来学习一些属灵的功课。
And then let us learn some spiritual lesson from these three people.
第一个人是在十六节到二十二节。
The first person is from verse 16 to 22.
好，我们要读这几节。好，从十六节开始。
Let's start from 16.
读到二十二节。
To 22.
好，我们一起来。便雅悯人基拉的儿子示每急忙与犹大一同下去迎接大卫王。跟从示每的约有千便雅悯人，还有家的仆人洗巴和他十五个儿子，二十个仆人，他们都过约旦河迎接王。有摆渡船过去渡王的家眷，任王使用。王要过约旦河的时候，基拉的儿子示每就伏伏在王面前，对主说：“我主，我主。”出耶路撒冷的时候，仆人行悖逆的事，现在求我主不要因此加罪与仆人，不要纪念，也不要放在心上。仆人明知自己有罪，所以约瑟全家之中，今日我首先下来迎接我主我王。希鲁雅的儿子亚比赛说：“示每既咒骂耶和华的受膏者，不应当赐死他吗？”大卫说：“希鲁雅的儿子，我与你有何事，使你们今日与我反对呢？今日在以色列中岂可赐死人呢？我知今日我做以色列人的王吗？” OK.
示每 son of Gera, the Benjamite from Bahurim, hurried down with the men of Judah to meet King David. With him were 1,000 Benjamites, along with Ziba, the steward of Saul's household, and his 15 sons and 20 servants. They rushed to the Jordan, where the king was. They crossed at the ford to take the king's household over and to do whatever he wished. When Shimei, son of Gera, crossed the Jordan, he fell prostrate before the king. So he said to the king, "Let not my lord consider my guilty, nor remember what your servant did wrong on the day when the Lord the king came out from Jerusalem, so that the king would take it to heart." Then Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said, "Shouldn't Shimei to put to death for this?" He cursed the Lord, anointed David, applied, "What does this have to do with you, you son of Zeruiah? Then what right do you have to interfere? Should anyone to put to death in Israel today? Shouldn't I know that today I am the king of over Israel?"
第二个人是米非波设，我们从24节读到29节。
The second person is Mephibosheth, from verse 24 to 29.
好，扫罗的孙子米非波设也下来迎接王。他自从王去的日子，直到王平平安安的回来，没有修脚，没有剃胡须，也没有洗衣服。他来到耶路撒冷迎接王的时候，王问他说，米非波设，你为什么没有跟我同去呢？他回答说，我主我王，仆人是瘸腿的，那日我想要被于其上与王同去，无奈我的人欺哄了我，又在我主我王面前毁我，然而我主我王如同的使者一般，你看怎样好就怎样行吧，因为我主全家的人如我主我王面前都是成为死人，王死是仆人在王的席上与人吃饭，我现在向王还能办理死？王对他说，你何必再提你的事呢？我说，你与洗巴平分地土。
Mephibosheth, Saul's grandson, also went down to meet king. He had not taken care of his feet or trimmed his mustache or washed his clothes from the day the king left until the day he returned safely. When he came from Jerusalem to meet the king asked him, "Why didn't you go with me, Mephibosheth?" So he answered, "Oh, my lord, the king, my servant deceived me, for your servant said, I will saddle a donkey for myself that I may ride on and go with the king, because your servant is lame. And he has slaughtered your servant to my lord the king. My lord the king is like an animal, so do whatever you wish. All my grandfather's descendant deserves nothing but death from my lord the king. But you have given your servant a place among those who eat at your table. So whatever right do I have to make more appeal to the king?" The king said to him, "Why say more? I order you and Ziba to divide the land."
第三个人是巴西来，这一段呢在31节到第40节。
The third person is Barzillai. It's from verse 31 to 40.
好，我们一起来从第31节，基列人巴西来从罗基岭下来，要送王过约旦河，就与王一同过了约旦河。巴西来年纪老迈，已经80岁了。王住在满哈念的时候，他就拿食物来供给王。他原是大富户。王对百说，你与我同去，我要在耶路撒冷那里养你的老。巴西来对王说，我在世的年日还能有多少使我王同上耶路撒冷的？仆人现在80岁了，还能尝出饮食的滋味，辨别美恶吗？还能听男女歌唱的声音吗？仆人何必累赘我主我王呢？仆人只要送王过约旦河，王何必赐我这样的恩典呢？求你准我回去，好死在我本城，葬在我父母的墓旁。这里有王的仆人金罕，让他同我主我王过去，可以随意待他。王说，金罕可以与我同去，我必照你的心愿待他，你向我求什么我都向成就。于是众民过约旦河，王也过去，王与巴西来亲嘴，为他祝福，巴西来就回本地去了。王过去到了吉甲，金罕也跟他过去，犹大众民和以色列民的也都送王过去。
Now Barzillai the Gileadite had come down from Rogelim. He went on with the king to the Jordan to escort him over the Jordan. Barzillai was a very aged man, 80 years old. He had provided the king with the food while he was at Mahanaim. for he was a very wealthy man. The king said to Barzillai, "Come over with me, and I will provide for you in Jerusalem at my side." But Barzillai said to the king, "How many years have I still to live that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? Today I'm 80 years old. Can I discern what is pleasant and what is not? Can your servant taste what is eat or what he drinks? Can I still listen to the voice of singing men, of singing women? Why then should your servant be an added burden to my lord, the king? Your servant will go a little way over the Jordan with the king. Why should the recompose me with such a reward? Please let your servant return, so I have died to my own town, near the grave of my father and my mother. But here is your servant, Kingham. Let him go over with my lord the king, and do for him whatever seems good to you." The king answered, "Kimhan shall go over with me, and I will do for him whatever seems good to you. And all that you desire of me, I will for you." Then all the people across over the Jordan, and the king across over, and the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him. And he returned to his own town. The king went on to Gilgal, and the Kimhan went with him. All the people of Judah, and also half of people of Israel, brought the king on his way.
主，我们感谢我们赞美你，早晨再让我们有时间能够回到主话语的面前。
Lord, we thank you and praise you. You still give us time to return to your words.
当我们读到这些圣经上撒母耳记下的故事的时候，主啊，圣灵能够把这些话能够打开在我们的心。
When we read the story at Samuel, the Holy Spirit rewards those words to our hearts.
所以这不只是一个故事。
May this not only be a story,
真乃是在里面有那个属灵的功课，让我们今天可以学习。
But it is a spiritual lesson that we can learn before.
因此，我们需要圣灵在我们的当中。
So we need Holy Spirit.
我们就把讲的和翻译的和听的弟兄姊妹都一同带到主的面前。
So we bring the speaker, the translator, and the listener to before you.
我们求主借着这些故事向我们。来说出你今天要说的话。
Lord, speak to us what you want to us to hear today.
因此我们把这样的时间交在主的手中。
So we place the time in your hands, Lord.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我想大家应该也读过撒母耳记下这段故事。
I think you all read this story.
在撒母耳记下从第十五章一直到第十九章哈这一段大卫是不在耶路撒冷的。
From chapter 18 to chapter 19, David was not in Jerusalem.
14章、15章的时候呢，他的儿子亚沙龙就叛变，自己起来做王。
In chapter 14 and 15, his son Absalom rebelled and became the king.
不但如此呢，整个以色列的人心呢，都归向了亚沙龙。
Not only this, the heart of whole Israel and then went to Absalom.
连大卫的谋士也归向了亚沙龙。
Even David's own counselors.
因此，在那个时候，在大卫在这样的紧急的情况之下，他只好带着他的仆人和一些跟随他的勇士，就离开了耶路撒冷。
In this critical time, so that Lord, David took his warriors left Jerusalem.
就渡过了约旦河，就到了约旦河东。
So they crossed River Jordan and went to the east bank of Jordan.
一直到第十八章的时候呢，亚沙龙在战争的时候呢去世了。
Until to the chapter 18, Absalom the battle.
从第十九章记载大卫耶路撒冷。
So in chapter 19, David will return to Jerusalem.
所以圣经花了很长的篇幅，很仔细的记载了这一段故事。
The Bible used so many chapters to record this story.
从十五章到十九章，这么多的章节就讲这段事情。
And from chapter 15 to 19 is in so many chapters and record just one story.
因此这些事一定是有它的重要性。
So it must be very important.
在这段日子，如果你在耶路撒冷的话，如果你是住在耶路撒冷的人。
During this time, if you lived in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷在外面来看和往常是没有不同的。
And then it's not obvious different for the people who live in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的城墙仍然存在。
The wall's still there.
耶路撒冷里面的居民仍然按照往常的生活在那里生活。
And then people still live there and has their daily life.
耶路撒冷的这个在他们的敬拜和祭祀和从前也没有不同。
Their worship and the service of the priests are the same.
但是有一件事情不一样。
But one thing is different.
就是在那个宫中的宝座上坐宝座的人不一样了。
It's the person who sit on the throne at their temple is different.
大卫不坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上。
David wasn't on the throne.
那坐在那个宝座上的是谁呢？
And who sit on the throne?
坐在宝座上的是亚撒龙。
It was Absalom.
从外面来看，好像一切都没有改变。
Outwardly, everything remained the same.
但是最重要的一件事却改变了。
But one thing, the most important thing was changed.
坐在宝座上的那一个人改变了。
The one who sat on the throne changed.
不是大卫了。
It wasn't David.
而是亚撒龙。
It was Absalom.
这个大卫和亚撒龙的差别非常巨大的。
There is a big difference between it and Absalom.
大卫和亚撒龙正好是两个非常极端的一个对比。
And then there is a great contrast between David and Absalom.
大卫是一个寻求神心意的人。
David seeks the will after God's heart.
他凡事都要照神的旨意来做。
And then he will do everything according to the will of God.
亚瑟龙是相反的。
Absalom is doing everything opposite.
亚瑟龙是一个寻求自己心意的人。
Absalom only seeks his own interest.
他要做他心里面所要做的事。
He wants to do whatever he desires.
为了达到他心里面所想的那一件事，他一切的事情他都可以做。
He can do everything in order to get what he wanted.
甚至杀他的父亲大卫。
Even kill his father David.
所以亚撒龙和大卫是一个极端的对比。
So Absalom is totally different than David.
因此在这个属灵的这个角度来看的话，
In spiritual way,
亚撒龙就代表我们这个人的肉体。
And Absalom represents the flesh of us.
因此圣经花了很多很多的篇幅在撒母耳记下讲到这个肉体和圣灵征战的这个故事。
That's why in Bible they use many chapters to talking about the battle between the Holy Spirit and the flesh.
在这几章圣经里面，在这段时间里面，是肉体坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上。
In these chapters, it recorded that is the flesh sat on the throne.
而大卫却在约旦河的东边。
But David was at the east of Jordan.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天也要来思考这一件事。
So dear brothers and sisters, we need to think this over.
我们每一个人呢，我们的心就像是耶路撒冷的一个殿。
Our hearts, it's like the throne in Jerusalem.
而这个殿的里面呢，是有一个宝座的。
And at the temple is a throne.
这个宝座上面应该是主坐在上面的。
And then supposed to be Jesus sit on the throne.
但是有的时候啊，我们会发现在我们心中那个宝座上所坐的那个人不是主耶稣的。
But many times we discover that the one who sits on the throne is not the Lord.
那是谁坐在我们心中的宝座上呢？
Who sits in the throne of our heart?
亚撒龙坐在我们的心中的宝座上。
It's Absalom.
就是我们的肉体呢，是在我们心中里面坐宝座的那一位。
Our flesh is the one who sits on the throne of our hearts.
从外面来看呢，我们看不出来什么差别。
Outwardly, we won't see any difference.
我们看弟兄姊妹呢，现在呢，跟从前没有太大的差别。
We see brothers and sisters, they are the same from now and compares to before.
我们来从外面来观察的时候，我们看不出那个差别在哪里。
If we observe from outside, we will not see the difference.
但是呢，这件事情呢，就是极端的重要。
But this is very important.
就是我们心中那个宝座上坐的到底是谁呀？
It is who sit on the throne of our hearts.
是谁呢？还是亚撒龙？
It is they or Absalom.
如果是大卫的话，那我们这个人整个属灵的光景呢是非常好的。
If David sit on the throne in our hearts, then our spiritual condition is very good.
如果是亚撒龙坐在我们心中的宝座上的话，那我们的属灵的光景是非常软弱的。
If Absalom sit in the throne of our heart, then our spiritual condition is very weak.
哥林多后书说，我们有一个宝贝在这个瓦器的里面。
In 2 Corinthians says there is a treasure in these jars of clay.
的确，这是非常宝贵的一件事情，我们心中有那个宝贝。
Indeed, this is very precious because we have the treasure.
而且圣经说这个宝贝要显出那个莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
The Bible tells us, this treasure will reveal this power. It's from God. It's not from us.
那我们如何能够经历到这个莫大的能力呢？
And how experience this surpassing power?
这个宝贝要坐在那个宝座上。
The church needs to sit on the throne.
什么时候这个宝贝坐在这个宝贝坐在这个宝座上的时候呢？这个能力就能在我们的身上。
Whenever this treasure sits on the throne, the power will release.
那如果亚撒龙坐在我们心中的宝座上的话，这个能力就显不出来了。
If Absalom sits in the throne of our heart,
this treasure will not reveal. 所以你知道，当保罗和希拉他们在监狱里的时候，为什么他可以唱歌呢？
You know why that Paul and Silas they can sing when they are in prison?
因为他们虽然人在那个监狱的里面，但是那个是基督耶稣坐在他们心中的宝座上。
Even though they are in prison, but Jesus Christ sat in the throne of their heart.
因此他们四面受敌的时候，他不会被困住的。
Even they are afflicted in all way, but they are not crushed.
今天我们不要说四面受敌的，有一面受敌的时候，我们就被困住了。
Not mention that we are afflicted.For all way, every way, but if it's only one side, we will be crushed.
为我们一面受敌就被困住了呢
？And then why we crushed if when we face afflicted one side?
因为主没有坐在我们心中的宝座上。
Because Lord is not sit on the throne of our heart.
当大卫死了以后呢？亚瑟龙死了以后呢？大卫就要回来。
After Absalom died, David will return.
我们刚才讲过，他遇见了三个人。
And we just mentioned he met three people.
而这三个人呢，是三个非常不同的人。
These three people are very different.
他们三个人对于大卫坐宝座这件事情有三个截然不同的看法。
Three of them, they have the three different opinion about David sit on the throne.
对于示美来讲呢，他觉得大卫不应该坐在这个宝座上。
For Shimei.He thought David should not sit on the throne.
他认为扫罗应该坐在这个宝座上。
He thought Saul was supposed to sit on the throne.
所以对他来讲呢，这是他对大卫做王的一个看法。
That's his opinion about David.
他认为这个宝座是属于扫罗家的。
And he thought this throne belonged to the Saul.
米弗瑟是跟示美不一样。
Mephibosheth is not Shimei.
米非波设虽然是扫罗的后代，但是他知道这个宝座是属于大卫的。
Even Mephibosheth is the descendant of Paul, but he know Paul, David supposed to sit on the throne.
所以当大卫离开的时候，米非波设心里是非常难受的。
So when David left Jerusalem, and Mephibosheth feel troubled.
所以他没有修脚，他没有剃胡须。他也没有洗衣服。
So he didn't take care of his feet, he didn't shave his mustache, and he didn't wash his clothes.
但是他没有办法与大卫站在一边。
But there's no way for him to stand beside David.
因为他是瘸腿的。
Because he was lame.
那对，第三个人是巴西莱。
The third person is Barzillai.
这巴西莱对大卫做王的看法又跟他们两个人不一样。
Barzillai's opinion is different than the former two.
当大卫到了约旦河东以后，这巴西莱就拿许多的食物给大卫和他的仆人。
After David went to the of Jordan, and then Barzillai supplied David and his servants.
虽然大卫已经不坐在宝座上了。
Even that time David was not sit on the throne.
但巴西莱仍然尊大卫为以色列人的王。
But Barzillai still regard David as the king of Israel.
所以你看这三个人对大卫做王的反应是非常不一样的。
You see, these three people has a different reaction about David
sitting
on the throne. 因此早晨
我们要来仔细的看这三个人。
So this morning, and let's take a look at these three people.
我们要从这三个人的身上来看见我们的自己。
And then from these three people, we will see ourselves.
或许我们可以学习到那个属灵的功课。
Maybe we can learn some spiritual lessons.
能学习如何能够让基督坐在我们心中的这个宝座上。
And to learn how to let the Christ sit in the throne of our hearts.
如何让主居首位。
And how can let the Lord be the first place in
our hearts. 如何让主在我心中居首位。
And how to let Christ be the first place in my
house. 如何让我的家中居首位。
At the first place at my house.
如何在我们的聚会当中能够居首位。
And the Lord to have the privilege at our church.
这是示美。
And the first person is Shimei.
什么是示美呢？
What is Shimei?
示美代表什么样的人呢？
And what Shimei represents?
示美代表那个凭眼见不凭信心的人。
And then Shimei represents people who walk by sight, not by faith.
他是扫罗族基拉的儿子。
And then he's the son of Gera.
因此他的心里面呢，他是认为这个宝座是属于扫罗家的。
So in his heart, he thought the throne belongs to Saul.
因此大卫不应该坐在这个宝座上。
So David should not sit on the throne.
因此他看见大卫从那个宝座上下来以后。
So after he saw David was left his throne,
他就起来咒诅大卫。
So he cursed David.
他说你是流血的坏人啊。
And then he said, you are bloodshed.
扫罗全家的血啊，都是你流的，这个罪都要归在你的身上。
And you shed the blood of Saul's household, and they were all because of you.
现在亚撒龙坐在这个宝座上是自己的惩罚。
And now Absalom on the throne, that's the punish from God.
你是自取其祸。
And you deserve this.
因为你是流人血的人。
Because you shed blood of Saul.
他做这些事情完全是因为他看见发生在大卫身上的事。
And then he did so because he saw what happened to David.
他的一切的反应根据他所看见的。
What his reaction is according to what he saw.
等到亚撒龙死以后，大卫要回来。
After Absalom died, when David about to return,
示美他又看见了。
And then Shimei saw again.
他就觉得现在他有祸了。
And then now he's saying, now I'm doomed.
因此他又来急急忙忙的来迎接大卫。
So he rushed to come welcome David.
让大卫不要纪念他从前所说的话。
And then ask David, do not remember what he had.
不要归罪给他。
Do not remember his guilt.
希望在大卫的面前能够蒙恩典。
Then he hope to receive grace from David.
因为你看示美每一个都是根据他眼睛所看见的。
Look at Shimei. Whatever he decided, it's all what he saw.
对于这个大卫是该坐在宝座上，他是不清楚的。
He was not clear if David should be on the throne.
他的生活完全根据他的眼睛所看见的。
His life is according to what on his sight.
这个从哪里来的呢？
Where is from?
为什么示美会有这样的生命呢？
And why Shimei have such life?
这个生命是从扫罗来的。
This come from Saul.
扫罗也是一个凭眼见的人。
And Saul is a person who walk by sight.
他的生活里面做的决定根据他眼睛所看见的。
What his decisions he made is according to what he has seen.
因为撒母耳明明跟他讲的非常清楚，他说呢，你如果胜了亚玛利人以后，你要灭尽他们所有的。
Because Samuel clearly told him, you have to kill everything when you defeated the Amalekites.
男女儿童吃奶的都要灭绝。
And the men, women, infant, children, you have to kill them all.
牛羊、骆驼和驴呢，进行杀死。
And then you have to kill all the oxen and the camels and sheep.
再清楚也没有了。
That's very clear.
所以扫罗是非常清楚知道他该做的事。
Saul was very clear what he should do.
只等到他的眼睛看见了他所应该要杀的这些东西。
Until he saw what he's supposed to kill.
他知道他要除掉这些东西的。
He know he needs to get rid of these.
在他眼睛一看以后呢，他就发现了这些牛羊都是上好的。
But when he see those oxen and the sheep, and he thought they are good.
他就把这个上好的这个牛羊、牛犊、羊羔都留下来了。
So he kept those good oxen and sheep.
所以他把那个下贱的、瘦弱的都杀掉了。
So he killed all the weak ones, the flawed ones.
扫罗怎么知道他该杀哪一个牛、杀哪一个羊呢？
Then how did Saul know which one he should kill?
那是凭他的眼所看见的。
That's by what he sees.
他认为上好的他就留下了，他认为见色恶的他就杀掉了。
He kept what he think is good, and then he killed whatever he think is weak is bad.
因为他是凭眼见的人。
Because he is a person walk by sight.
因此他眼睛看见了这些上好的东西以后，神的话语就在脑的背后了。
So when he sees those things are good for him, and he forget whatever God tells him.
这是为什么扫罗不能遵行撒母耳的命令。
That's why Saul couldn't obey the commandment from Samuel.
因为他是凭他的眼睛来做决定的一个人。
Because he make decision by sight.
这就是四美所代表的一种属灵的一种光景。
That is the Shimei I represent. That's the spiritual condition Shimei I represent.
就是我们在地上多半是受了我们眼见的东西所影响。
When we are on world, we are impacted on whatever we see.
如果我们在地上，我们所有的决定都是根据我们眼睛所见的话，那主就不能为。
If we make decision by whatever we see, then the Lord not be sit on the throne.
当扫罗看见了上好的牛羊以后呢，神就不居首位了。
When Saul see those good oxen and sheep, then the God is not in his first place in his heart.
他把那个上好的牛羊留下来以后呢，那神就不居他心中的首位了。
When he kept the good oxen and the sheep, then God is not the first place in his heart.
当撒母耳来问他的时候，你遵守了吗？扫罗说，我遵守了。
When Samuel came ask him, did you do whatever I tell him? Then Saul says yes.
那撒母耳说，那个羊叫和牛鸣是从哪里来的呢？
And then Samuel asked him, where is the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen I heard?
如果有这个娘叫，有这个牛鸣的时候，就证明哈，这个神不坐在这个扫罗的心中的宝座上。
When we can hear the bleating and then the lowing of the sheep and the oxen, that means Lord is not sit on the throne of Saul.
所以今天我们在这个地上行走的，我们的仇敌会把这个上好的东西摆在我们的面前。
When we walk on earth, our enemy will place the best thing, before our eyes.
用这个上好的东西来吸引我们的眼目。
He will use those good things to tempt us.
如果我们把这些事情该除去的东西留下来以后。
If we keep those things we're supposed to get rid of,
主就不居首位了。
Then the Lord won't be the first place in our heart.
因此我们非常要小心啊，我们这个人今天活在地上，是不是按照我们的眼见
？So we need be careful. Are we walk by sight?
今天我们在这个地方哈，我们面临很多的挑战。
And then we are facing many challenges.
特别是在经济上的挑战。
Especially economics.
当我们面临在工作上有这样的一个挑战的时候呢，的确在我们的环境上这个眼见来讲是非常难。
When we have such challenge at work, and of course it is very difficult to not walk by faith, but by.
我们的工作哈，就像当日的那个无花果一样。
Our work is like the fig.
我们的工作就好像当日的葡萄树一样。
It's like the vine.
我们的工作就像当日的橄榄树一样。
It's like the olive.
但是有一天当我们失去工作的时候呢，好像这个葡萄无花果树呢就不发旺了。
And then when we lost our job, it's kind of and the vine it will not prosper.
葡萄树不结果了，橄榄树也不效力了。
The vine doesn't bear fruit, and so does the olive tree.
那这个时候我们应当如何呢
？And then how do we do at this time?
我们的生活是不是按照我们所看见的事物呢
？And then do we live according to what we see?
还是我们能够像哈巴谷一样，他说我今天呢，我呢要因耶和华喜啊。
And now all we will live like what Habakkuk says.
因救我的神乐。
My joy is in Lord.
我的喜乐不在这个无花果树上。
My joy is not based on the fig.
我的喜乐不在这个葡萄树上。
My enjoyment is not.
我的喜乐是在神那里啊。
My joy is on my Lord.
所以这叫做信心和眼见的一个差别。
That's the difference because of walk by sight and walk by by faith.
如果我们在地上能够这样的来看事情的话，那主就能够坐在宝座上。
If we see things like this, then the Lord will sit on the throne.
如果我们为着这个环境上的事情而受了影响的话，那主就不能坐在宝座上。
And if we are impacted by our surroundings, then the Lord will not sit on the throne.
所以这个示每在我们的生活里面。对我们的影响是很大的。
So Shimei has a great impact on our life.
因为我们每一个人的天然人都是凭眼见生活的。
Because our natural man, we all walk by sight.
因此我们要学习日我们心中的示每。
So we should know the Shimei in our life.
这是米非波设。
And the second person is Mephibosheth.
米非波设其实是扫罗的后代。
Mephibosheth is a descendant of Saul.
而且是约拿单的儿子。
He is the son of Jonathan.
但是大卫对他非常的有恩典。
And then David had grace on him.
把扫罗的土地都给了米非波设。
And then he gave his land, he gave Saul's land to Mephibosheth.
并且让米非波设和大卫同桌吃饭。
And then he let Mephibosheth eat at the table with David.
因此米非波设对大卫是非常的感恩的。
So Mephibosheth was very grateful for David.
他有个心也是向着大卫的。
And his heart is towards David.
但当大卫离开耶路撒冷的时候，
When David left Jerusalem,
米非波设心里面是愿意跟随大卫出去的。
Mephibosheth was willing to follow David.
他愿意与大卫站在同一边。
And he wants stand by David's side.
但是他有一个软弱，因为他是瘸腿的。
But he has a weakness because he was lame.
所以他心里面虽然愿意呢，但肉体是软弱的。
In his heart, he's willing, but his flesh is weak.
这就是米非波设在属灵里面所代表的。
That is what Mephibosheth represent in spiritual way.
代表一种属灵的情形，就是心灵愿意呢，但是肉体是软弱的。
That's our spiritual condition is our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
就像当日的门徒在克西马尼一样。
It's like the disciples at the Gethsemane.
在克西马尼。里面的时候，门徒的心里面是非常的愿意的。
In Gethsemane, the disciples are willing to follow the Lord.
非常的愿意能够与我们主耶稣在那里一同祷告，一同征战。
They are willing to battle and then to pray with the Lord.
但他们的肉体软弱。
But their flesh was weak.
因此他们都睡着了。
So they fell asleep.
但是这个米非波设虽然没有办法跟随大卫一起出。
And even though Mephibosheth couldn't follow David,
他的心里面呢，实在找这个大卫应当坐在宝座上。
But in his heart, he know David should sit on the throne.
不应该是亚撒龙坐在宝座上。
And then it shouldn't be Absalom.
因此，当亚撒龙坐在宝座上的时候呢，米非波设他就不修脚，他就不剃胡须，他也不洗衣服。
And that's why when Absalom sit on the throne, so Mephibosheth.He didn't take care of his feet. He didn't trim his mustache and wash his clothes.
表示呢，他在亚撒龙的这个统治下呢，他是受苦的一种光景。
It tells us he was suffered under the reign of Absalom.
在这一段时间，他一直在这个受苦的光景当中。
In that time, he was suffered.
但是他没有力量能够改变那个情形。
But he has no strength to change the situation.
他也没有力量能够站在大卫的那一边。
And then he has no strength to stand forward.
因为这样的一种情形，所以不能够让大卫所谓。
Because of this, so David couldn't be on the throne of his heart.
弟兄姊妹，这也是我们今天常常在我们身上所发现的一种情形。
Brothers, sisters, this is the situation that we have.
我们心里面是愿意的。
Our spirit is willing.
但是我们的肉体却时常的软弱。
But our flesh is often weak.
所以我们知道我们所该做的事。
We know what we should do.
就像米非波设知道他应该跟随大卫。离开这个耶路撒冷。
And like Mephibosheth, he know he's supposed to left Jerusalem with David.
不应当停留在这个亚撒龙的这个权柄之下。
And he shouldn't stay under the authority of Absalom.
但是他没有力量做到。
but he has no strength to do so.
他该做的事他做不出来。
And then he did not do what he should.
这也是我们今天常常有的光景。
That is our condition too.
我们很知道我们该做很多事。
We know we should do many things.
知道我们应当要亲近神。
We know we should draw near to the Lord.
但是我们的肉体里面常常拿不出那个时间来亲近神。
And then but our flesh, we're weak, we don't have time.
我们知道我们自己的人活在地上，应当像活祭一样来献给神。
We know we should sacrifice as a living sacrifice.
但是我们在生活里面常常没有办法实行出来。
But in reality, we can do it.
我们知道应当爱神，要尽心、要尽性、要尽意来爱神。
We know we should love our Lord with all our heart and mind and soul.
对，心灵里面虽然愿意，肉体里面常常做不到的。
Even our spirit is willing, but our flesh couldn't do it.
因此，在我们身上也有这个米非波设的光景。
So the Mephibosheth situation is same to us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们知道而不能做的时候
，When we know we should do but we couldn't do，
当我们知道主的命令而不能遵守的时候
，When we have the commandment of and then we can obey，
那主就没有居首位。
Then the Lord in the first place in our hearts.
那什么时候主能够居首位呢
？Then when the Lord will be the first place in our heart。
只等到我们遵行主的话。
Until we obey His words.
我们遵行主的话，马上主就居首位。
When we obey His words, the Lord will be the first place in our heart.
我们有的时候面临许多的问题。
And many times we face many problems.
有些问题在我们周围很长一段时间都不能解决。
And then many problems we can't solve in a long time.
我们觉得这是一个不可解决的一个难处。
And then we think that is unsolvable.
我们试了许许多的方式去解决它。
We tried many ways.
都没有果效。
And then this is not solved.
弟兄姊妹，也许你从来没有这样想过。
And then, brothers and sisters, maybe you never thought this way.
那个问题之所以存在
the reason you have the problem
是因为基督没有坐在你心中的宝座上。
It is because Jesus did not sit on the throne of your heart.
当基督能够在你心中的宝座上的时候，这个问题就会改变。
When Jesus sit on the throne of your heart, your problem will be changed.
当以色列人他们没有大卫坐在他们耶路撒冷做王的时候
For Israelites, when David is not sit on the throne of the temple
这个国家就有许许多的问题
That country has many problems
当大卫能够成为他们的王的时候
When David become their king
这个国家就平安了
And then they had peace
今天在我们的经历里面也是如此
And so do in our experiences
那个问题的表面好像有许许其多其他的事物
On the surface, it seems related to many other things.
但是那个问题的根源常常是是不是耶稣能够居首位。
But the key problem is if Christ is on the throne.
许多时候我们在家庭里面有难处。
Many times we have difficulties at household.
这个原因有各种不同的原因。
We have different reasons.
有每一个人的难处。
And then it has its own difficulties.
但是让那个家庭能够得到平安的时候那个答案是一样的。
And then it will be the same answer if a family receives peace.
就是让耶稣在这个家的里面能够居首位。
That is Christ is the head of that family.
如果基督能够居首位，所有的难处都能够解决。
If Jesus is sit on the throne, all the problems will be solved.
然后呢，我们看到第三个人叫巴西莱。
And then let's see the third person, Barzillai.
这个人呢是非常特别的一个人。
He's very special.
当大卫在他最艰难的时候逃离耶路撒冷，过了约旦河，到了约旦河东的时候。
When David in his the most difficult time and he fled from Jerusalem and then went to east of Jordan.
就这个巴西来呢，就带了许多的食物来供应大卫和大卫跟随大卫的人。
And then Barzillai took many food and then to provide David and his servants.
不但是当时，而是当大卫居留在那里的那一段时间里面，所有大卫的需要。都是巴西来供应的。
He provided all the needs during that whole time when David was there.
当整个以色列国都弃绝大卫，不要大卫做王的时候。
When the whole Israelites are forsaken David,
大卫最亲近的谋士也背弃他的时候,
even his counsels rebelled him,
这里有一个人巴西来,
betrayed him,
却仍然尊大卫为以色列的君王,
only Barzillai still regard David as the king.
虽然大卫已经不坐在宝座上了,
even though David was not sit on the throne,
亚沙龙坐在耶路撒冷的宝座上,
it was Absalom sit on the throne.
但对巴西来讲, 大卫仍然是以色列的君王,
but for Barzillai, David is still the king of Israel.
在巴西来的心中, 大卫永远是君王,
in the heart of Barzillai, David is always of
Israel. 对待以色列的君王一样,
so he treated David as the king.
虽然以色列人不称大卫为王,
even though the Israelites didn't call David as the king,
但巴西来不受他们的影响,
but Barzillai wasn't affected by those people.
他不像米非波设,
he is not like Mephibosheth.
米非波设是完全同意巴西来,
Mephibosheth agreed with Barzillai. They all think David should be the king. But Mephibosheth has no action. Barzillai supported David. In his deeds, he stood up for David. And then he has to pay price for his deeds.
因为站在大卫这一边,
if he stand by David, that means he is against Absalom. He is against the whole Israelite. That he will pay the price.
但是巴西来为了尊大卫为以色列的君王, 他愿意付上这个代价。
But Barzillai was willing to pay the price because and then he regard David as the king.
来见证大卫是君王。
And to testify that David is the king.
虽然所有的人都反对大卫,
even all people against David.
但这里有一个人叫巴西来, 却见证大卫仍然是
and only one person, which is Barzillai, he testified David is still the king of Israel. That is overcomer. Barzillai represents overcomers.
在一切以色列人都已经背叛大卫的时候，有一个得胜者。 付许大的代价来见证，仍然是他的王。
When the whole Israelites against David, but here is one, the overcomer. He testified that David is still the king.
所以大卫就说，好，巴西来，你跟我回到耶路撒冷。 我来养你的老啊。
And then so David said to Barzillai, say, come back to me to Jerusalem. I will take care of you.
巴西来说，我已经80岁了。
And then Barzillai says, I'm already 80 years old.
这个好东西我都吃不出味道来了。
I can't taste what is good or not.
这个好的音乐呢，我也不能欣赏了。
I can't listen what is the good music or what.
让我回去，让我回到我家，我就
Let me go back to my hometown.
但是我这里有一个仆人金海,
but I have a servant, King Ham. That is son.
我有一个儿子呢, 我的儿子可以跟你,
I have a son, King Ham. He can go with you.
是我这是非常宝贝的一件事。
This is just very, very treasures.
巴西来不但自己做见证是君王,
not only Barzillai himself testified David in,
当他年老的时候, 他把这个见证托付给他的自己的儿子, 让他儿子金汉跟大卫同去。
When he is old, he entrusted his testimony to his son.
将来这个儿子要为大卫出见证。
His son will testify for David.
大卫永远是, 以色列的君王。
David is always the king of Israel.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是一个得胜者。
That is an overcomer.
得胜者不但自己为主做见证。
The overcomer not only testify for the Lord himself.
他能够把这个见证传递给他的下一代。
He will pass along to his next generation.
让他的下一代仍然起来为大卫做见证。
So his next generation will still rise up and testify for David.
然后大卫就说, 大卫就跟巴西来说, 你问我求什么,
then David tell Barzillai, whatever you require of me, I will do for you.
如果巴西莱向大卫要什么，大卫就会成就的。
If Barzillai asked anything from David, we'll do for him.
弟兄姊妹，一个得胜者的祷告必垂听的。
Dear brother and sister, prayer from an overcomer, God must listen.
因为一个得胜者不会为自己求什么的。
Because an overcomer will not ask for himself.
一个得胜者所求的事情都是为着神的。
An overcomer's prayer is It's a prayer for God's kingdom.
因此得胜者的祷告主都会垂听的。
So the prayers from the overcomer, the Lord must listen.
我们感谢主，这三个人里面有一个是巴西莱。
And we praise the Lord that among this there is one is Barzillai.
所以我们把这三个人都看过了。
So now we look at all these three people.
因此我们要一起来思想一个问题。
Then we have to think about a question.
那我们像谁呢？
And who are we resemble to?
今天我们像这三个人的哪一个人呢？
And which one we are resemble to?
我们是不是像示每呢？
Are we like 示每？
我们活在地上完全是按照我们的眼见。
And we live by sight.
我们的决定，我们的感觉，我们的心情，根据我们眼睛所看见的。
Our decision, our feelings, our emotions is all based on seeing.
如果我们是这样的一种光景，那我就很像示每。
If we areIn such condition, then we are pretty much like Shimei.
我们能够我们在不在乎神住在宝座上呢？
And then do we care is God sit on the throne?
如果亚撒龙坐在宝座上，我们心里面有感觉吗？
And do we feel if Absalom is sit on the throne?
如果亚撒龙坐在我们心中的宝座上，我们没有什么感觉的话，那我们是不是很像示每呢？
If we didn't feel anything wrong if Absalom sit on our throne, then we will isn't are we just like?
如果我们活在地上是凭眼见的话，那我们这一生有许许多多的起起伏伏。
If we live by sight, then our life will full of ups and downs.
就像示每一样。
Like Shimei.
他先咒诅大卫，然后呢又向大卫来求恩典。
And then first he cursed David, and then he asked for mercy later.
在示每的身上，大卫是不坐在宝座上的。
Shimei, David is not sit on the throne.
那我们是米非波设呢？
And are we like Mephibosheth?
Mephibosheth 是知道亚撒龙是不该坐在宝座上的。
Mephibosheth knows Absalom shouldn't be sit on the throne.
他是知道大卫是应当坐在宝座上的。
He knows that David needs sit on the throne.
但是他的肉体软弱，他没有办法与大卫站在一边。
But his flesh is weak, so he couldn't stand by David.
没有办法为大卫做见证。
And then he can testify for David.
在大卫最需要他的时候，他仍然留在耶路撒冷。
When David really need him, he still remain in Jerusalem.
虽然他在耶路撒冷在受苦。
Even though he suffered in Jerusalem.
虽然他在那等候大卫的回来。
Even though he was waiting for David's return.
但是他没有办法为大卫做见证。
But he couldn't testify for David.
但是我们感谢主，这里还有一个巴西莱啊。
Praise the Lord, there's still the Barzillai.
这个人不凭眼见的。
He doesn't walk by live by sight.
不管大卫落到什么样的一个阶段。
And no matter in what condition David.
以色列人怎么样来看大卫。
No matter how it is a look at David.
在巴西莱中大卫永远是君王。
In the heart of Barzillai, David is always the king of Israel.
不但他有这个知识。
Not only he has such knowledge,
他是有行动的。
And he has the action.
他能用他的行动来见证他的知识。
And then he testify his knowledge by his deeds.
他愿意为他所知道的来付上极重无比的代价。
And he paid a great price for what he had known.
就是摆上他的性命也没有关系。
And then even to put his life in danger.
不但如此，他愿意他的儿子金罕也能够这样来为大卫做见证。
Not only this, his son Kimham also testified for David.
这样的人无论祷告求什么，大卫都会听他的。
Such person, no matter what he prayed, David will listen to him.
弟兄姊妹，其实在我们的心里面啊，这三个人都有。
Dear brothers and sisters, actually these three people, are in us.
我们每一个人里面呢，都有一点示每。
We all have kind of shimei in our heart, in us.
因此当一些事情发生在我们的时候，我们难免不受影响。
So if things happen around us, and we will be impacted.
但是没有关系，我们要认识我们里面的确是有这个示每的东西。
And then it's okay. We need to know that shimei indeed lives in us.
我们只需要知道说，哦，这个是从示每来的。
And we need to know, oh, this is from shimei.
我们里面也有米非波设。
And then there is Mephibosheth in us too.
常常我们知道要该做的事情，我们是知道的。
We know what we should do.
就像米非波设，他知道的。
Like Mephibosheth, he knows.
但他腿瘸嘛。
But he was lame.
没有办法的。
And he couldn't do it.
我们也是这样。
So do us.
我们知道是知道的。
We know.
但是我们做的时候呢，那个腿瘸。
But when we try to walk, we are lame.
我们做不出来啊。
We couldn't do it.
没有关系，米非波设在我们里面没有关系，只要我们知道不是米非波设就好了。
It's okay if Seth lives in us, but we need to know.
不是因为米非波设在我们里面，我们就没有希望了。
It is, there is no hope if we have Mephibosheth.
不是因为示美在我们里面，我们就没有希望了。
It is, we don't have hope if she might live in us.
所以我们认识，哦，这是示美。这是米非波设。
We need to know this is Shimei, this is Mephibosheth.
所以我们感谢神，神也把巴西来摆在我们心里面了。
And praise the Lord, and then God put Barzillai in ours.
当我们信蒙恩得救以后，这个巴西来的生命也在我们的里面。
When we were just saved, the life of Barzillai is in us too.
这个就是那个宝贝在瓦器里面的那个宝贝啊。
That is the treasure in the jars of clay.
这个在我们里面有这个巴西来的生命。
And then we have the life of Barzillai.
这个巴西来的生命在我们里面，有一天要显出那个莫大的能力，是出于神，不出于我们。
This life of Barzillai in us, and one day we'll reveal this power is not from us, but it's from God.
所以我们在生活里面要能够认主这三个生命。
So we need to know these three light kind of life.
当这个从示美来的时候呢，我们要知道这个是示美来的，我要拒绝他的。
And then when the Shimei come to us, we will say, "This is Shimei. I need to refuse."
当我们发现有一些感觉是从那个米非波设来的，我们要知道这是米非波设来的。
When we feel that this comes from Mephibosheth,
我们特别要注意，当我们心里面那个巴西来说话的时候，我们要认识这个才是巴西来的声音啊。
And then when Barzillai talk to us, we need to know.
因此我们在生活里面要常常要拒绝这示美的话，我们要拒绝那个米非波设的感觉，我们要有巴西来的行动。
We have to say no to Shimei and then the feeling of Mephibosheth, and we say yes to Barzillai.
在我们过生活的时候，我们不能糊里糊涂的。
And then we cannot be just walk blurry.
也许第一个意念来的时候是示美来的。
Maybe the first time someone is Shimei.
我们要在主的面前来分辨这个是什么声音。
We have to discern this voice from Shimei.
也许第二个声音来的是米非波设的声音。
Maybe the second voice is from Mephibosheth.
如果我们到主的面前来祷告，到的时候我们就知道这个是米非波设的。
If we come, we pray before the Lord, and we know that's the voice.
当巴西来在我们里面说话的时候
，When Barzillai speaks to us,
我们也要知道说这是巴西来的。
We need to know that's come from him.
因此让巴西来的生命在我们里面增加。
We need let the life of Barzillai increase.
让示美和米非波设的声音减少。
And let the life of Shimei and the Mephibosheth decrease.
这是我们在地上的一个追求，也是在地上的一个长进。
And that is our growth, and that we need support.
一年的过去，那个示美对我们的影响就越来越少。
And a year after year, and let the influence of Shimei become less.
一年的过去啊，这米非波设对我们的影响越来越少。
As year goes by, influence from Mephibosheth become less.
因此，我们能够经历巴西来的生命里面，这我们能够为主做美好的见证。
So in the life of Barzillai, then we can testify for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在撒母耳记下十九章，还有一件特别的事。
In 2 Samuel chapter 19, there is another thing very special.
当亚撒龙被杀以后。
After Absalom was killed,
大卫没有说好，那我们现在回去了，把所有的仆人、所有的军队，好，我们就开回耶路撒冷去做王。
And David didn't say, "Okay, let's go back to Jerusalem now."
没有。
He didn't say that.
大卫在等什么事情呢
？And David was waiting, and what he's waiting for?
大卫等那个犹大人来请他回去。
He was waiting for Judah to come here ask him.
非常特别啊，他本来就是以色列的王啊。
It was very special. He was the king of Israel.
他本来就是犹大的王啊。
He was the king of Judah.
他当然可以回去做宝座了。
Of course, he can win back.
他没有，他说要等到这犹大人来请他回去。 他才回去。
He didn't do so, and then until he, the Judah asked him.
所以后来呢，他还请人去提犹大人啊。
Then later, he asked someone to go, to remind Judah.
刚开始的时候是以色列人，先有这个想法要请大卫回来，但犹大人还没有想到呢。
First of all, is Israelites ask him to be the king.
所以大卫还差遣人去提醒一下这个犹大人，说你们应该请大卫回来了。
So David sent someone to remind Judah, say you should ask David.
那后来呢，犹大人果然呢，被他们讲动了，他们就去请大卫回来。
And then so the Judah listened to it, so they asked David return.
然后大卫呢就回来了。
Then David returned.
这里告诉我们什么事情呢
？What does this tell us?
今天我们心中有一个宝座。
We there is a throne in our hearts.
这个宝座主耶稣不会自己坐上去的。
The Lord will not sit himself.
我们的主耶稣有一切的权柄坐在我们心中的宝座上。
He has the privilege to sit in the throne of our
heart. 但是我们主耶稣不会坐上去的。
But he will not go by himself.
那怎么样他才能坐上去呢
？And then how he will go sit on the throne?
今天除非你邀请他坐上去。
Unless you ask him.
如果你不请主耶稣坐在你心中的宝座上，主耶稣是不会坐在那个宝座上的。
If you don't ask him, he will not sit on the throne of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在我们信主的这个年日的里面
，In all the years that we believed in him,
我们有没有一次请主耶稣坐在我们心中的宝座上
？Is there one time that we asked the Lord sit on the throne of our heart?
如果你从来没有做过的话
，If you never ask him,
主耶稣不会坐在你的心中的宝座上。
He would not sit on the throne of your heart.
他需要得到我们的邀请。
He needs to be asked.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的属灵的生活的里面
，In our spiritual life，
最重要的一件事
，One important thing is，
就是在每一天的生活里面，说主啊，你居首位。
In everyday life， we should ask Lord， please sit on the throne of our。
这是我们属灵里面最重要的一件事情。
This is the important thing of our spiritual life。
超过一切的事物。
It surpasses all other things。
因为我们的生活里面有太多的事情让我们看见。
Because we see so many things in our lives.
我们的自己身上有太多的软弱拦住我们。
We have so many weaknesses to stop us.
如何能够克服这些外面的这些环境，我们里面的这些软弱呢
？How can we overcome so many outwardly obstacles and the weakness inwardly?
只能每一天向主说主啊，你今天来坐在我心中的宝座上。
We have to ask the Lord daily. Say, Lord.Please be sit on my throne today.
当我们每一天这样子向主祷告的时候
，If we pray like this every day，
这个祷告就是巴西来的祷告。
That prayer is the prayer of the Brazil.
这个祷告主一定会听的。
The Lord will listen.
你别的祷告主不一定听啊。
The Lord might not listen to other prayers.
但是这个祷告是巴西来的祷告。
But this prayer is a prayer of Brazil.
这个祷告主是一定会听的。
The Lord must listen.
当主的那一天坐在你心中的宝座上。
And then when the day the Lord on the throne of your heart.
那一天你的生活就不眼见。
And that day you don't walk by sight.
无论外面发生什么事情。
No matter what happened or what.
因为主坐在宝座上。
Because the Lord sit on the throne.
对你没有影响。
It won't be affect you.
当主耶稣坐在宝座的那一天。
On the day the Lord sit on the throne.
我们也不受我们瘸腿的影响。
And we will not be impacted for because we lame.
虽然我们人还是软弱的。
Even we still weak.
但是我们可以在软弱的里面经历到神的能力。
But we can experience the power of God in our weakness.
因为宝贝在瓦器的里面。
Because there is treasure in this jar.
那一天我们能够过得胜的生活。
So on that day we will overcome.
弟兄姊妹，这三个人来迎接大卫。
These three people, they all come to welcome David.
这表示我们心中里面那个属灵的光景。
That's our spiritual condition.
但愿今天我们也能够看见，我们里面的这个属灵的这个征战。
I hope we will see the battle in us.
我们也知道那个得胜的秘诀。
And then we need the of overcome.
就是要天天来邀请我们的主耶稣坐在我们心宝座上。
That is to ask the Lord sit on the throne of our hearts.
无论你有什么难处。
No matter what happens.
无论你看见什么事情
，No matter what you see，
无论你身上有什么软弱
，No matter how weak that you are，
你都可以试这件事。
You can try this。
是在那个时候，在你不能的时候
，On And at the moment that you are not able to.
在你最软弱的时候。
At your weakest spot.
在你最黑暗的时候。
In the darkest.
如果你可以想到，你说主啊，求你坐在我心中的宝座上。
If you know this and you say, Lord, please sit on the throne of my heart.
那个难处马上就过去了。
And then your difficulties will pass away.
那个软弱马上就过去了。
Your weakness will be overcome.
因为这是巴西来的祷告。
Because that's a prayer of Basilei.
这个是主一定要垂听的祷告。
And the Lord must listen to this
prayer. 所以我们每一天在主的面前做这样的一个学习。
And let us to learn before the Lord every day.
这是我们所能做最有力量的一件事。
And that is the most powerful thing to do.
不但是我们个人身上是这样。
Not only individually.
在家庭里面也是这样。
And but at house.
问题是耶稣基督有。我没有在这个家庭里面 做守居守卫。
And then the problem is if the Lord is the head of your house.
这是最根本的一件事。
That is the basic thing.
只要基督坐在宝座上，这个家庭的事都能得到解决。
When the Lord is the head of your house, the problem will be solved.
教会也是一样。
And so does that church.
教会面临许许多多的挑战。
The church faces many challenges.
有许多的难处。
There are so many difficulties.
有许多的艰难。
And then we have many hardships.
但是今天那个答案只有一个。
But the answer on The answer has.
主耶稣基督有没有坐在宝座上面
？Is the Lord Jesus sit on the throne？
只要耶稣基督坐在宝座上
，When the Lord is sit on the throne，
所有的问题都会得到解决。
All the problems will be gone。
但是我们能够从撒母耳记下这一个短短的这个故事
，And from this short story from Second Samuel，
能够听见。主今天向我们所说的。
So we will hear the words that the Lord spoken to us.
让我们起来学习做巴西来。
Let to rise up to learn to be a Barzillai.
在这个地上为主做一个得胜者。
And then become an overcomer on earth.
在这个地上，当人拒绝主耶稣的时候，我们能够起来说耶稣基督是主。
When other people refuse the Lord, then we can rise up to say the Lord, Jesus is the Lord.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们感谢你，主啊，你实在是恩待我们。
And Lord, we thank you for your grace.
主啊，你用各种各样的方式要向我们说话。
You speak to us in many ways.
整夜早晨，主啊，借着这个大卫的故事，你再来向我们说话。
And speak to us through the story of David.
也让我们早晨在我们的心里面能够做出这样一个决定。
So that in our heart we want make a decision.
如果我们从来没有邀请你来坐在我们心中的宝座上的话，求主让我们现在就做这个邀请。
I've never asked the Lord to sit on the throne of our heart, and nor now it's the time.
如果我们已经邀请你坐在我们宝座上
，If we have ever asked you sit on the throne of our heart,
但是后来亚撒龙坐在宝座上
，And then later Absalom sit in the throne.
我们也求你让我们再重新邀请你回来坐在我们心中的宝座上。
So let us to ask you come back again.
主，我们但愿，主，我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能够做到这样的邀请。
And may all the brothers and sisters ask you.
不但今天如此。
Not only for today.
那是天天如此。
But daily.
不但是为我们自己。
Not only for ourselves.
也是为我们的家庭。
But for our family.
不但是为我们的家庭。
Not only family.
更是为了我们的聚会。
And then more for our gathering.
让我们常常有这个巴西来的祷告。
That is often has the prayer of the Barzillai.
让你的见证能够在这里。让人看见。
And then and more people will see the testimony of you.
我们感谢你给我们这样的机会。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.